The Good News According to Mark, Chapter 2. And when he entered into Capernaum again a few days later, the news soon spread that he was in a certain house. Soon, so many people were gathered together that there was no longer room for them, not even near the door. And he spoke the word to them. Then some of the others came to him with someone who was paralyzed, being carried by four men. But when they couldn't get near him because of the crowd, they took up part of the roof where he was, and when they had dismantled it, they lowered down the pallet on which the paralyzed man was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But there were some of the scribes sitting there who reasoned in their hearts, thinking, "Why does this man speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins except God alone?" But right away Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they were thinking this way, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to this one who is paralyzed, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your pallet, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go to your house." And he rose up and immediately picked up the pallet and walked out in front of them all. Everyone was amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." And he went out again by the seaside. Then all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And standing up, he followed him. And it happened, when he was sitting down to eat a meal in his house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat down with Jesus and his disciples, because many such people followed him. Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees, start dire commentary. The Pharisees were extremely legalistic religious leaders, while the scribes were the Jewish legal scholars. End dire commentary. When they saw that he was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well don't need a doctor, but those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." At that time, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. So some came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the companions of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then, at that time, they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old garment, or else when it shrinks, the new pulls away from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is wasted along with the skins. But they put new wine into fresh wineskins." And it happened that he was walking on the Sabbath day, when he passed by the fields of grain. And as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. Then the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do something which is not lawful on the Sabbath day?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, both he and those who were with him? He entered into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the showbread, which it is not lawful to be eaten, except by the priests. And he also gave it to those who were with him." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath exists for man's benefit, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath." This is the end of Mark, chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.